Good morning. Today's daf is daf Dalid, the third daf in Masechet Nedarim. And the Gemara is in the middle of a conversation. We had asked, what's the source for the concept of Yados? Yados is a half phrase. As we've been seeing, there are really three types of nedarim. You could have a classic neder, what the Ran calls ikra neder. Somebody says, this object is asur on me, with a neder. There's hatfasa, which according to others is actually the primary way to make a neder. You say, this object is asur to me, like a karban is asur to me. This is an extension of a karban. And then there's a yad. Yad is half of the sentence. I'm mudar from you. You didn't say the word aser. You didn't spell it all out. You didn't say like a karban. So yad works. Mishnah taught that kinuy nedarim are like nedarim. Corrupted Hebrew nicknames are like nedarim. And yados nedarim are like nedarim. So the Gemara had a whole discussion. It doesn't say explicitly yados nedarim are like nedarim. So the Gemara put it into the Mishnah. Maybe it's at the beginning of the Mishnah, maybe it's the second point of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, well, why does it first talk about Yados? Well, loves Yados because Yados comes from a drasha. What's the drasha? So the Gemara said, well, the drasha is based on a brisa. The drasha is about Nazir. Ish kiafli lindor neder. Nazir lahazir lahashem. So why did it say Lindor Neder and Nazir Lahazir? It's to compare Nazirus to Nedarim, to compare Nedarim to Nazirus, and to say Nazir Lahazir, that's to include Yados. That's what the Gemara had said. So in that Brisa, Gemara had said, when you compare Nedarim to Nazirus and Nazirus to Nedarim, just like there's Bal Yachel and there's Bal Ta'acher, there's the prohibition, don't violate your word. And don't be late in discharging your obligation in regards to Nedarim. That applies to Nazirus as well. So the Gemara asks, well, with a Neder, don't be late in bringing your carbon. But in Nazirus, once you said, I'm a Nazir, you're a Nazir. Whereas the don't be late in being a Nazir. So the last thing we saw was that Rav had given an answer. Rav said, it's when a person says, I'll be a Nazir before I die. So now it's really up to him to be a Nazir. So that's where you'd have the law, don't be late with it. Don't delay with it. You don't know when you're going to die, so you should do it right away. And if you don't, that would be the violation of Baal Ta'ach. That was what we had last seen. Let's now start Dalet Amud Aleph. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said, what's the case of Baal Ta'acher in the Zeros? Kegon de Nadav Ubi Besakvaros. When a person takes on to be a Nazir while he's standing in a cemetery. So he's in the cemetery, and he took on to be a Nazir. So apparently, the Gemara feels that when he says, I'm a Nazir, standing in a cemetery, he doesn't actually become a Nazir yet. He has to get out of the cemetery, get pure, and then can start acting as a Nazir. So here you'd have the law of Baal Ta'acher, don't be late. Don't wait to get out of the cemetery. Get out of it right away. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, that's fine. L'man damar lo chay lo alei nazirus me'alter. That a fellow who said, I'm a Nazir while standing in a cemetery doesn't yet become a Nazir immediately. And he has to go out. Then you can say there's a law of Baal Ta'acher. Don't be late in going out. El l'man damar, but according to the opinion that we have in the Masechet Nazir. It's a machlokes of Yochanan Rish Lakish, the Ran points out. But according to the opinion that may alter chaylale, that even a guy standing in the cemetery, if he says, I'm a Nazir, right away he's a Nazir. And if he drinks wine or eats grapes while in the cemetery, he would get malchus, because right away he became a Nazir. So if that's the case, so then he already did it. There's no Baal Ta'acher, don't be late, he already fulfilled it, he already is a Nazir. So then, mi'ika Baal Ta'acher, where is there a case still of Baal Ta'acher, of a prohibition? Don't be late with it. As the Ran points out, kiven the chayla alei nazirus leka Baal Ta'acher. Once, with his words already, there is a nazirus. So So where is the standard of Baal Tzacha? Don't be late with something. Don't delay. Oh, and furthermore, Amar Mar Bar Avashi Maseches Nazir, Mar Bar Avashi says, Chayla Naziru Salemi Alter. Everybody agrees that he is a Nazir. Right away, Mechti Pligi Linyan Malkus. The whole argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is if when a guy said, I'm a Nazir while standing in a cemetery, whether he would get Malkus for drinking wine for that, if he drank wine. But that he's a Nazir, everybody agrees. And the moment he walks out, he doesn't have to say again, I'm becoming a Nazir. He's already a Nazir. So, if so, so where is there the issue of Baal Ta'achir? So the Gemara explains, Afilu hach, even so, come with Baal Ta'achir, a fellow who said, I'm a Nazir, while standing in a cemetery, he's the guy who has Baal Ta'achir of Nazirus. Don't be late, don't delay it. The longer he stays in the cemetery, the longer he is delaying being a Nazir and being pure. And that's the prohibition. Baal Tacher, just like in Neder. There's a law, don't be late in discharging your obligation. Don't be late in discharging your obligation of being a Nazir who is pure. So that's another answer. So we have so far three answers. Right? So we have so far three answers how you can have Baal Ta'acher in Nazirus. The first one was that it's Baal Ta'acher and together with Baal Yochal. Right? When a person says, I'm a Nazir, so he's not allowed to eat the grapes or drink the wine, and if he would, it would also be, it's both Baal Yochal and Baal Ta'acher. That was Rava's answer. Then we saw Rava, it was still Rava who said the first answer of Loipatim in Olam Ad Shehei Nazir, then there's Baal Ta'achir, don't be late in discharging the obligation of becoming a Nazir before one dies. And now Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says Baal Ta'achir is possible when a person said that he's a Nazir while standing in a cemetery, and the Baal Ta'achir is don't be late in being a pure Nazir.
So, the Rabbi, this cemetery goes with the Nazir only. Can we do a neder in the cemetery?
Sure, everyone would agree you can make a neder in a cemetery.
And the clock starts ticking right there.
Yeah, but the problem is in Nazirus, one of his laws is that he can't become Tame, right? A Nazir has three laws.
Right.
Can't become Tame, can't cut his hair,
can't
drink wine. So you might have thought if he made the Nazirus in a state when it's a violation of the Nazirus, then it never took effect. So that's the argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Maybe they don't even argue with that. Maybe they all agree that it takes effect.
So there's no such thing as a modern-day Nazir?
Sure there is modern-day Nazir.
I mean, how can you avoid getting tummy today?
It'd be very, very hard. It'd be very limited. There was a modern-day Nazir. He was the father-in-law of Rabbi Goren, Rabbi David HaKohen. A student of Rav Kook. He basically didn't leave his apartment. He was very, very nervous to become Tamei. He didn't leave his home.
Well, he was in Nazir?
Yeah, in Yerushalayim.
It's either 30 days or for life, right?
It would be 30 days or however long the term is made. A person can spell out how long the term. You can say 45 days, you can say 60 days, 90 days, or Nazir Shimshon, which is forever. Yeah, Rav David HaKohen, Rav Kook's student, he was a Nazir. He was a very, very interesting person. He was a philosopher, Makubal. He was amazing, amazing person.
But no one can go near him, right? No individual can go near him.
Sure, person can go.
It's corpse tumma.
It's corpse tumma that he can't become tumma.
Are we all tummy?
We are, because
so we're not Rishon, we're not like any sort of
That wouldn't be a problem. Rishon, anyway, can't be Metame a person, right? Only an av can be mitzame person.
Anybody want to visit him? I have to go to mikveh first?
No. People could visit him. He couldn't go to a cemetery or a funeral or really even travel because all over you have bodies buried and he'd be walking over bodies. So says the Gemara, according to this, Amar Rav Ashi, Yohel V'chein, if you're going to say there's something called Baal Ta'acher, don't delay the status of a pure Nazirus. So Nazir Shetime Atzmo, if a Nazir makes himself Tameh B'mezid, over Mishum Baal Ta'acher, the Nazirus Tahara, he is violating not only Baal Titameh, don't become Tameh, but also don't delay the status of a pure Nazirus. Another case, where is Baal Ta'acher in a Nazir? Over Baal Ta'acher to Glechaso. Let's say he was late in cutting his hair. After the 30 days, he has to bring three types of karbanos, an ola, shlam, and achatas, and he has to cut his hair. Let's say he brought a karban, but he didn't cut his hair for another week or two. So that's already Baal Ta'acher. Don't delay things. And he certainly, according to the opinion who says that the cutting of the hair is absolutely necessary, that there would be Baal Ta'acher if he didn't do it right away. Even if it's not necessary to remove the status of Nazirus and now be able to drink wine, nevertheless, mitzvah's Giluach, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Giluach as soon as he could. Where's the case of Baal Ta'acher Nazirus? Simply over Baal Ta'acher Karbanosav. If he, you know, at the end of the Nazirus, he's supposed to bring Karbanos. If he waits with the Karbanos, so then there's Baal Ta'acher, don't be late with the Karbanos. So the question is, really? You have to have a whole limud. Lindor Neder is next to Nazir Lahazir to tell me that just like there's Baal Ta'acher Nadarim, there's Baal Ta'acher Nazirus. If you talk about Karbanos, of course there's Baal Ta'acher and Karbanos. That takes us back to Maseches Rosh Hashanah that taught us that there was Baal Ta'acher and Karbanos. Umenacha Nafkalei, this is the source for it. Me'asam Nafkalei, we already learned it from Kidarosh Yidrashanu, for God will demand your Karban, which the Braisa says in Rosh Hashanah, Luchatos V'ashamos, that a person has to bring a Karban Chatas, or a Karban Asham. God demands it, you have to bring it on time, you can't be late with it, you can't wait three holidays before you bring it. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why I need the pasuk of Lindor, Nadir, Nazir, Lahazir. I might think, well, Nazirus is such a chiddush, maybe it doesn't have Baal Ta'acher either. Therefore, I need Lindor, Nadir, Nazir, Lahazir. My chiddush, what's so unique about the carbon of Nazirus that you might think that the carbon of Nazirus doesn't have the law of Baal Ta'acher? So, if you say it's because you can't choose to give a chatas nazir, right? A person couldn't say, oh, this animal of mine is like a chatas nazir, and therefore I'm going to go bring it. You don't have to, because you only bring a chatas nazir if you're a nazir. You can't just, as a donation, choose to give it. So, one second. Every chatas is that way. Hare chatas chelev, the carbon chatas that a person has to bring because he ate the forbidden fats. Shema tfisa ben eder, nobody can say, oh, this animal is like the chatas chelev, I'm going to bring it now as a chatas. You can't bring it ben edava, you can't donate a chatas. And over Baal Ta'acher, if a person doesn't bring a chatas chelev, he violates Baal Ta'acher. Elamai chidushe, so what is in fact the chidush of carbon of the zirus? Tzalka, that the chamina one would have thought to say, since if a person says, I am a Nazir, even if he says, I'm a Nazir just from the rinds of grapes, he doesn't even say, I'm a Nazir from grapes and not from, and from becoming Tameh and from, cutting hair. He just said, I'm a Nazir from the rinds of grapes. So if he says he's a Nazir on part of it, Havi Nazir Lakol, he becomes a Nazir for everything. So therefore, that's a chiddush, because he didn't really spell the whole thing out. So I would have thought, just like there's that chiddush of Nazirus, maybe there shouldn't be a violation of Baal Ta'acher with the Karbanos, Kamashman, that there is. So the Gemara says, first of all, Hanich Lamadam, Ki Nazir Min Charetzan, Havi Nazir Lakol. That only works according to the opinion that a person who says, I'm a Nazir from the grapes, is a Nazir from everything. What about the opinion who disagrees? El Reb Shimon Damar Ein Nazir Ad Sheyazir Mikulam, but according to Reb Shimon, he says he's only a Nazir until he says, I'm a Nazir from grapes and from becoming Tamei and from cutting hair. Michael, I mean, what are you going to say? Where is there a Chiddush in Naziris? And furthermore, this doesn't make sense. Hai Chiddush L'chumrahu. This Chiddush, that if a person says, I'm a Nazir from the grapes, he's Nazir from all the things, that means that there's a stringency. Even though he didn't say Naziris fully, he is a full Nazir. So how does the stringency result in thinking, oh, because there's a stringency, therefore there shouldn't be Baal Ta'acher, there should be a leniency? If anything, a stringency would result in a stringency. Elamai Chidushe, what's the Chiddush of Karbanos Nazir? That we would have thought that therefore they don't have Baal Ta'acher, and they need a pasuk to say that there's Baal Ta'acher in the Karbanos of Nazir? The Salka Da'ita Chamin, I would have thought to say, oh, Elvim Gilei Achal Achas Mishlashta. Since if he didn't bring all three karbanos, he didn't bring the ola, chatas, and shlam. He only brought one of them. He only brought, let's say, the ola. And then he cut his hair. Yatza, he's already yotze. He fulfilled his obligations. So the other two aren't really required. So maybe with the other two, he can delay bringing them too. Then maybe lo yaver alei b'baal ta'acher. Once he doesn't have to bring the other two, maybe... he doesn't have to bring them, but since he already fulfilled his obligation... Maybe if he waited with those other two, there would be no Baal Ta'acher. That's the Chiddush that I need the Pasuk of Lindor Nadir, Nazir Lahazir, that there is Baal Ta'acher in the Karbanos of Naziros.
So once a Nazir comes out of his mouth, he has to follow the three rules.
That's right.
That's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he could do one of the three, but don't mention Nazir.
That's true. That's right.
Right? That's right.
Then it would be a neder and not a nazir.
There would be a neder. Right. Okay.
And if you add to it, if you say I'm a nazir plus, can you do that?
You have to use the term neder.
So nazir add those other and things. Neder.
Nazir
so it becomes
means
two
obligations, right?
Okay.
Iba yisayim, alternatively I can tell you, my chidushe, again, why do I need a pasuk that there is Baal Ta'acher in the Karbanos of Naziros? Because the Karbanos of Naziros are a chiddush. What's the chiddush? We should lamat fisu b'neder, because you can't donate a Karban Naziros. It's only a Nazir can bring it. I wrote the kakashlach, so you ask, but chatas chelev also, every Karban chatas, you can't donate a Karban chatas, see? Only if you ate it, then if you ate chelev, you have to bring a chatas. No, chatas chelev kasi le kapara, but a chatas chelev, you have to bring it to get a kapara. So when you have to bring something to get a kapara, of course, the Torah would say, you need atonement, don't be late with the atonement. There's a violation of Baal Ta'achim. However, chatas nazir l'may asya, what's the chatas nazir for? What sin did a person do? He said he's a nazir, he didn't commit a sin. So he's not getting atonement for any sin. So I would have thought it's a chiddush, it's a unique type of carbon. So maybe this carbon doesn't have Baal Ta'achim, that's only the pasuk. Chatas yoledes, a woman who gives birth, she also has to bring a carbon chatas. That's also not because of any sin. And there, I don't have a special pasuk telling me that there's Baal Ta'acher if I don't bring it, if she doesn't bring it. So no, there I understand why there would be Baal Ta'acher. Don't be late with such a thing, because that carbon is permitting her to eat kachin. But a nazir's carbon is not permitting him to eat kachin. He already can eat kachin. So it's a chiddush such a carbon, and it's called a chatas. That's why I need a pasuk to say that there's Baal Ta'acher in it. Oh, Mama, we learned in the Braiso, Manidarma Av made for Nidre Bito, and just like a Nidarm, a father can reject the Nidarm of his daughter, and Baal and a husband made for Nidre Ishto, he can reject the Nidarm of his wife. Af Nazirus, so too the status of Nazirus, Av made for Nazirus Bito, if his daughter becomes a Nazira, the father can reject it, Baal made for Nazirus Ishto, and the husband can reject his wife's Nazirus if his wife became a Nazir. Mar asks, "Lama li akesha?" Again, what do I need a pasuk for? Lindor neder nazir lahazir. Teisa b'mavatzina min adarim. I should just figure it out. I mean, a nazirus is a neder. It's a neder. Right. So the same way a person can reject a neder, you can reject the neder of nazirus. It's really just a comparison. What do I need a pasuk for? So the Gemara would say, said like this: "Dilma gav min adarim with the meifer." I might have thought that a neder he can reject. Mishum lo is like yitzusa, because a neder doesn't have a built-in time limit. It's a neder. So I would say when a woman says, I make a neder never to get into a bed, that a husband can reject. Or a woman says, I make a neder never to take a shower. that husband can reject this. Otherwise, if he couldn't reject, he's going to be stuck with this forever. Abel gab nazir is like yitzusa, but his stab nazir says we've learned there's only 30 days. There's a time limit. And then I would say, okay, let him wait 30 days. The stab nazir is lamed yom, and nazir is without spelling anything out is only for 30 days. Same alone, so then maybe the husband and father can't reject it. So that's why Kamashmalan, I needed a pasuk to say that even things that have a built-in expiration date, also the husband and father can reject.
Okay, Rabbi, Nazir today.
Yeah.
They cannot bring Korban.
Right, so it can't be for 30 days. He'd have to make an Aziris for a longer period of time.
So, okay, how about after the expiration? Where do they bring the Korban?
He can't end it.
So what is it? Oh,
he can't end it.
So there is no... Once they say that, it has to go all the way.
Yes, until they get to the Samikdash, if he made a time-limited Naziris, and if he made an unlimited Naziris, then it's unlimited.
He
can't exit, right? He can't exit the Nazira state without being able to bring a karma.
Lifetime, that's it.
Well, hopefully we'll get a Beis HaMikdash soon.
Today. Okay.
Today.
Amen.
Home Lechaveiro Mudrani. So then the Mishnah explained Yados, the man who tells his friend, I have a neder between me and you, I'm separate between me and you. I am, the third one was, I'm far from you. And then it said, Shani Ocha Lecha, Shani Toim Lecha, Asr. Amar Shmuel explained that the way to read the Mishnah is, the cool on all the beginning examples, Mudar Ani, Mufreshani Ani, Meruchakani Ani, Ad Shiyomer Shani Ochalucha. And he then added, Mudr Ani, I am Mudr from you, in that I'm not eating from you. I'm distant from you, in that I'm not eating from you. I am far from you, in that I'm not eating from you. And then it's explaining. Or that he said, I'm distant from you, or far from you, or Mudr from you, Shani Tormucha, that I'm not tasting from you. But if he just said, Mudr Ani Mimcha, that would be so lack of clearly saying what he's saying. But that's not even called a yad. Basically, I'll challenge you. We learned in a brisa, which actually divides these two cases. Mudr ani mimcha, mufresh ani mimcha, merucha kari mimcha, harezeh aser. He's already not allowed to eat if he said just these. And then if he said, shani ocha lucha, of what I eat from you, shani toim lucha, of what I taste from you, also harezeh aser. So you see that since it says this is aser twice, it's a two separate cases. No, it's really one case. Hachi katani. Mudrani, Mufreshani, Muruchakani, Hareza Aser. Then this is the person who's Aser to eat from his friend. Vamedvar Amurim, when he also added, Bomer Shani Ochel Lecha Shani Toim Lecha. How can you say that? For a tiny bit of the Braisa, we have another Braisa where it's in the opposite order. Ipcha, Shani Ochel Lecha, that I won't eat from you. Shani Toim Lecha, that I won't taste from you. Aser, he's not allowed to eat or taste. Or Mudrani Mimcha, he said, I'm in a neder from you. Or he said, Mufreshani Mimcha, I'm separate from you. Meruchakani Mimcha, I'm distant from you. Hareza Aser, then he's not allowed to eat. So you see again that these are two separate cases. Tani, you have to change this price to Ukvar Amar, he had already said Mudrani Mimcha. Yachan Ureshus, and these two prices are both saying the same thing. Vod, and furthermore, Aser, Aser, Lamali. Why would you have the word Aser at the end of the Braisa once you had it in the middle? If the point of the Braisa is, if he said Mudrani Mimcha, he's Aser, and then the Braisa is saying, because he also said Mudrani Mimcha Shani Ochalach, so why say the word Aser again at the end? El Amar Shmuel, so rather Shmuel said, Time of the Amar, Shani Ochalacha, Shani Toim Lacha, Huda Aser V'chaveir Amuter. If he said Mudrani Mimcha, or for Shani Mimcha, and the Mishnah says, and he added to that Shani Ochalacha, then it's he who's prohibited, and his friend is allowed to get from his stuff, but he can't get from his friend. Aval Amar, but if he would only say, Mudrani Himcha, I am Mudr from you, and he didn't spell out to mean that I won't eat, the Chudei, just by itself, Shneyan Asurim, they're both Asur, he can't eat from his friend, and his friend couldn't eat from him. Ki ad amar Rav Yosef Chanina, as Rav Yosef Chanina taught, Mudrani Imcha, If a person says, I am mudr from you, so it means he's saying, I'm distant from you and you're distant from me. And then shneim asurim, both are not allowed to benefit from each other. Thank you.